It's still time to get that real tree. Thanks for being with us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, farming involves a lot of hard work and many, many hours, and that includes Christmas tree farming. The USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
To the casual observer, being a Christmas tree farmer sounds like a cushy way to make a living. Just plant them, relax, let them grow, sell them. Compared to other farming operations, pretty easy life, but...
It just couldn't be farther from the truth. I mean, we're plowing ground just like you would plant corn, and it's a farming operation.
That's John Tillman, Christmas tree grower from Washington State.
A lot of folks ask me, what's your real job, or what do you do the rest of the year? And first, we prepare the fields, pull stumps, get the ground prepped in January, February, and do a lot of our plant in February to March. We'll go out and try to keep the weeds down and keep fungus out and make sure that we don't have any real bad infestations of insects through May and June.
Then in the hottest part of the summer, each tree is hand-shaped or sheared with special knives. As Virginia grower Jeff Holt says,
we're out here every weekend and about every other night, and it's a lot of sweat and a lot of Gatorade goes in.
And a lot of farm work goes into that Christmas tree, too. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And there's still time to choose your own real Christmas tree from the many producers here in Tennessee. One of those is Steve Lockett of Buttermilk Farms in Loudoun County. And he says there is a lot of work to tree farming, but it's all worth it when families come out to pick their own special tree.
But that's the fun time when you have the customers out there. We have a hayride, hot chocolate, and... So they all enjoy that, and I enjoy that, too.
Steve Lockett says business has been a little better than last year, and it was much earlier than normal as he had customers calling before Thanksgiving to get their tree. And you can go to the picktnproducts.org website to find a real Christmas tree farm near you. Nothing quite like that smell of a fresh-cut tree in your house. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.